Welcome to the Sunny Side Up series. Seriously, what was I thinking with this title? I literally cannot stand the look, the smell, the taste of anything egg related. However, it just fit and I went with it. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and you, my friend, are listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. This is going to be a collection of 10 how-to podcast episodes. I repeat, 10 podcast episodes that you are going to be able to binge right now. These are shows that I created to provide a lot of insight and very important takeaways, and I am determined to add a little bit more sunshine and stability to your everyday life. Now, if you are an entrepreneur that has been grinding daily, if you're a mom who wants it all, if you have a side hustle, if you're a patient, a career woman, this is for also for the multitasker, the mom who's ready to go back to work, maybe the mom who's ready to leave work and start her own business, her own side hustle. The happy and maybe not so happy, deserving woman who has been manifesting more. The time is now. These episodes have been created specifically for you. Now go get a pen, go get some paper, your favorite little notebook, and start this episode right now. Now before you end it, I would love if you could rate, review, subscribe, leave me a comment on iTunes, tag me at The Happy Workaholic, post to Facebook and Instagram, and let me know what you guys think. I'd love your feedback. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Sunny Side Up series. This is episode number 8, and I'm so glad you're here. Today I want to share with you how to show up for yourself. And there's one word involved here, and it is consistency. You must be consistent in anything in life, in business, and I'm going to give you a couple examples. But listen, showing up online is hard. Being scheduled is hard. Running a business is hard. Managing a family is very hard. You've got to do the work and be scheduled. Running an online business, you have to show up. You have to provide consistent content. If you're trying to set the rules in your household with your children, you have to be consistent with them. Like turning off the iPad every night, like going to bed at a certain night, like putting your toys away every day. Like it has to be consistent. And I just know this because I have not been consistent. I'm not perfect. I would never say I'm perfect at all. I can tell you that I've been inconsistent in my life and in my work multiple times. For example, with this podcast alone, I stopped recording. I couldn't show up. I was having like basically a nervous breakdown. I couldn't even share it. And that's inconsistency. And there's always something that's going to happen after the fact where you don't show up. So whether your child goes against your rules and takes that iPad out from like the secret hiding spot that you thought they didn't know that they knew existed, and they get back on the iPad and they're not listening to you, or you know, your downloads are really low because you didn't show up for your audience. That just happened to me. I was going through so much stuff. I just needed a break. I was so burnt out. I was going through my legal drama. I was just like going through this like really bad anxiety phase, and my memory is like not where it should right now and should be right now. And like all these health things are starting to come up again. And I just like fell off the wagon, and I just like I didn't record a show for 3 weeks. Did I tell my audience I was disappearing? No. Should I have? Absolutely. One of my clients wants to take a break from her show. She's been recording for about a year. That's a long time to be consistent. We've never missed an episode. I'm saying wait, because I'm producing her show. That's a lot of work to put in every single week. And if it's okay to take a break. I say that all the time. It's absolutely 200% okay to take a break. When you're running an online business, when you have a podcast, when you have a successful show, you need to let your audience know where the hell you've gone. Are they all following you on every single social media platform where you're sharing everything else? Probably not. You're lucky if they are, but you need to, what I told my client the other day, if you're going to take a break, you need to let your audience know. Just let them know. There's other ways to go around this. You can come back with a series like what I'm doing now. You can come back, you know, you can record content months in advance and then push it out later on. It really depends on every situation, but you have to show up for yourself, number one. This whole series I've been talking about self-care and growth and business and, you know, your personal life and meditating and mindset and manifestation and like all these things because they've personally worked for me. I took a break from the show for 3 weeks. I didn't let anybody know. I absolutely should have. My numbers were down. And yeah, I'm still getting more followers everywhere else. So you just never know in business, right? Online, it's a whole nother ballgame. You just never know what can happen. I mean, you can try to schedule things out. You can evaluate your numbers. I track my numbers every first of the month on all downloads for my show, on my social media stats. I do it for my clients that I produce for. Like, it's just something I do to track growth and downloads. And I think it's really easy to do. And also on the first of the month, something that I also do is back up my computer, upload all my stuff to Dropbox, organize my desktop. Like, those are my things I do every single first of the month. It's just something I've been doing for years. By the way, if you guys want the Excel document that I use to track everything, or you want my daily rituals and like kind of a little to-do sheet for you, they're actually free on my website. So if you go to thehappyworkaholic.com, just sign up for my email list and then you'll get them sent to your inbox like right away. It's automatic. And if you're not using MailChimp for your email, they're the best because you can automate email sequences. And so that's how I actually send out my PDFs. Like, if you guys want any of my free info, it's already set up for you. So just sign up for my email list and then you'll get them delivered to your inbox. But again, you need to be consistent. So if you're going to show up for yourself. So for example, here's another good example. And this, obviously this series is all about my experiences and I'm sharing them all with you so that if you too are experiencing these things, then you can learn from, you know, learn from me because I'm sharing the lessons that I've also learned. So another example is my weight. I have to be consistent with the way that I'm eating. I have to prep my meals and I have to, you know, be really organized and scheduled. Otherwise, I'm not going to lose the weight. And I've been, you know, on one of the last shows, I was talking about how I'm sleeping more and that's actually helping me lose weight, probably because I don't want snacks late at night. And I actually did have some wine this week too. And I still, sorry, I should say last week, I still lost the weight and I'm super proud of myself. So, then over the weekend I had like this crazy side effect happen, oh my God, I feel a sneeze coming on. I had some really bad side effects happen with this medication that I'm on. And I decided to put myself back on, which I'll be talking about in the next show. And it was really, really bad, you guys. And the first thing I did was go get ramen, go get bread, go get crackers. And so I allowed myself to have like sugar and carbs because I honestly felt like shit. And it was really bad. But I like immediately went to my old ways. Like, could I have had better noodles, less salt and no sugar and better crackers? Absolutely. But when you're feeling really bad, like you just don't even think of those things. So if I'm prepared and I already have healthy versions of that in the house, then I wouldn't have made those choices, right? So I've learned that lesson. I'm taking a lesson from that experience over the weekend. If you are, you know, running a business online like myself and you're not consistent with your posts, how are you going to get clients? I don't know how. Well, there is one reason how, but I don't know how, one way rather. I don't know how, if you're not sharing with the world like what you have to offer, how they're going to find you. I just don't know. I'm very lucky because I get reviews from every single one of my clients I've ever worked with. They share my posts. They share with their friends who's looking for a podcast, business, LinkedIn coach. They're, you know, sharing their show and saying, you know, I have a producer and they're tagging me. And my business is 100% based on referrals. It's unbelievable. I'm extremely lucky. I've had repeat business about 6 times this year alone from clients I've previously worked with last year, the year before that. And they keep coming back because they know, like, and trust me, we've had great results in the past. And you need to create that relationship with your followers online. You need to share that you're a human being. You need to share, you know, your everyday, you know, shit you're going through. This experience, I mean, this series rather, is a prime example. I'm sharing everything with you guys. Like, this is my real life. If you follow me on Instagram, there's a lot more funny things that always happen to me. I think I have it called, I think the highlight's called why with like 3 question marks. Like, because random shit happens to me all the time and it's just like a wake up call. And I learn a lesson from it all at the end of the day. So maybe that's why it's happening. But pressure and stress will literally kill you. So you just have to take a breath and take the time to journal on it and figure out when your next move is going to be and when you're actually going to be ready. Like, be creative during your dark and down times. Like, try to come out of it like on top. You know, I've been there. I've been suffering with anxiety and depression for years, mostly because I was on medications that was the side effect. And now my anxiety is creeping back up on me and it just like comes out of nowhere and it's really, really bad. And I have to learn how to consistently continue moving forward, to share my message, to share my business, to share what's working with my weight loss, to share, you know, what it's like to get misdiagnosed and go through a legal case. I'm sharing all of that because by sharing it, it's keeping me consistent because I always have something to share. Maybe I overshare. Well, no, I definitely overshare. But who am I kidding? But I definitely know that I'm able to help other people out there that have been misdiagnosed or have been struggling with their business or have had drama with trying to produce a damn podcast episode. Like, shit happens, people. I obviously don't edit my shows. Like, I just like to keep them the way that they are. If there's like a long period of silence or like crazy noise, then yes, I take that out. But for my own shows, I just like to keep it like real and raw. Like right now, I'm recording on my phone, staring at my mic that I bought for myself when I was able to get on iHeartRadio. I pitched iHeartRadio for about three and a half months, I think it was, until I was accepted. They didn't even let me know. I found it myself by Googling myself. And my present for myself was to buy this like top of the line Blue Yeti mic. And so I bought it. And right now I'm recording on my phone because sometimes I just feel like I don't want to use my mic, and that's totally fine. And some of my clients still record their entire podcast on their iPhone. And by the way, if you have the brand new iPhone, I forget what it's called, but the sound quality on there picks up every little pinpoint of noise. The microphone on there is so intense. So just FYI, but it sounds so amazing. And I don't know. Sometimes I just want to record on my phone. So that's what I'm doing. The end result is in production. If you want to make your life easy, if you want to start a podcast, if you want to, you know, do voice journal prompts or just use your voice, like use your damn phone. You don't need an expensive mic. You don't need an expensive pen, an expensive journal. Like, do what works best for you. This entire series has been recorded on my cell phone. Why? Because it's convenient. Two, I just felt like I wanted to use my phone. And I can, because it's my rules. And if I'm showing up, it doesn't matter how, right? You just need to show the F up. So whether it's with your diet, whether it's with your business, whether it's for your family, whether it's for your friends, make a move this week and show up for someone. It's going to make you feel so good about yourself, but even better for that other person. So I hope that you guys are enjoying this series. I've put so much time and effort into it, and I'm sharing a lot of things I've never shared before. So I hope that you're enjoying that. I hope it's making you laugh. I hope it's making you cry. I'm hoping that it's making you want to go and write so much in that little journal of yours because I have, in order to create this. What else do I want to say? I think that's it for this episode. I just want you to show up, whether it's self-care, meditation, mindset, going outside. Like, if you haven't seen a pattern, let me just fill you in again. Mindset, self-care, meditation, manifestation, fresh air. I think I just said that twice. Like, these things are so important, and I know this because they're working for me. You can try them. Maybe they won't work for you. Maybe you need to go to church and pray. Maybe you need to invest in a course online. Maybe you need to hire a coach. Maybe you need to find new friends. Maybe you need to put your kids in check. You know, I don't know, whatever the situation is. But just know that if you don't show up for yourself first, you're not going to be in the right mindset in order to show up for everybody else. So that's the end game here. Show up for yourself first and make sure you're consistent. And I just shared with you what happens when you're not consistent. So you don't want to be that person. So I'm giving you my lessons learned here. Take my advice. I hope that you guys are having a great day and you're enjoying this series. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It would really mean so much to me. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode for the Sunny Side Up series brought to you by the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If we're not connected on Facebook and Instagram, let's do it today. You can find me at the Happy Workaholic. For more information on myself, my coaching programs, and so much more, simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope you guys are having a great day. You love this series, and I'll talk to you soon.